Bobby the Boomer. His mission is to inspire belief, rekindle his clan's fire, to revive the hopes and dreams of his tribe so they will rise up once again. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Nope. It's Bobby the Boomer. Bobby the Boomer. Hey, Bobby. Bobby boy. Yes, Grandpa. Go fix it the world. Here's Bobby.
Woohoo! This is Bobby the Boomer, the Baby Boomer's buddy, old buddy, coming to you today in my waterproof non-mobile studio, sitting in a parking garage, watching the rain come down, and glad I'm inside, yeah, inside my mobile studio, getting ready to do a little episode here. What is the title of today's episode, Bobby? Well, it's going to be a short episode, shorter and sweeter than normal. The title of today's episode is The World Is Still Here. Yeah. This is after the total solar eclipse and the apocalyptic predictions did not happen. There's a whole bunch of them on there. There was all sorts of conspiracy theories and biblical prophecies twisted around to make it fit whatever people were wanting to make it fit. And there was threats about, oh, the Russians attacking us and the Chinese flipping the switch on all our electronic stuff and the world is coming to a halt and all that their stuff. And, well, we're still here. I didn't even look at the clips. I've seen them before. I've been around baby boomers. How many have we seen? How many have you seen? I've been around 67 years, and I've seen enough to know what it looks like, so I took a nap during that time. And I figured if don't wake up, then that's okay, because next thing I hope to see is Jesus' smiling face saying, well done, good and faithful servant, at least I hope so. Or I figured if I wake up, well, then we were okay. And I woke up, and it was okay. So yesterday was a pretty uneventful day for me. How about you, baby boomers? Did y'all go outside with your fancy, smancy, sunny blocking glasses and look at the eclipse? It is awesome. When you look at on the website, if you look at solar eclipse from NASA, oh man, that's pretty good. That's like kind of like when people go to baseball games, football games. I like to go in person and they get the whole atmosphere and ambiance. And to me, it's like I usually can't afford a good seat, so I'm way up. I'm missing everything. Of course, now they tell me it's been a while since I've been to one of those sporting events. Now they got the Jumbotrons because they play the replays and stuff, because I figured way back, baby boomers, when they didn't have all that, I could see better from sitting at home watching a game than I could going in person. Plus, it didn't cost me nothing to do that. So, yeah. Anyhow, so what are you doing today? Today was a eventful day for me. Yes, indeed, at the old JLB. I'm not going to get in all the particulars because I know how the old social media works and how you can get in trouble and stuff and all that there. But I got rode up. Yeah, I got rode up because I'm, let's just say, I trying to do the best job I can being that we got too much work and not enough people and not enough time to get work done. And anyhow, that just didn't, and there's an old saying that I don't like, but I've heard it enough times and now it seems to make sense. The fella in Philly I used to work with used to always say whenever I did something good, he said, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. And I'd say, that doesn't make sense. Good deeds are supposed to be rewarded. Well, I was wrong. Yep. Well, but like Fonzie, remember in Happy Days, I can say it. I was wrong. I've been working real hard, trying to do more than enough, more than one person could do, trying to abide and, make the numbers good for the bean counters that love numbers and all that there. And turns out, no good deed goes unpunished. So I got punished. So now, instead of coming in early so I can get up in the ORs and other places where people don't go because they're doing surgeries from 7 to 3 or 7:30 to 3:30, usually it was left for me to do because I would come in early and go up in there and get stuff done that nobody else could get done and nobody could else get access to. And now I'm having to come in and be punished for doing good deeds. And now they're cutting my productive work hours from 2.5 hours when I come in early at 4 or 5, and they're going to make me come in at 7:30 when there's everything, all the ORs and all the other stuff is being busy. They don't want to let you in. You got to fight them to get to the equipment, and you got to stand there tapping your toe waiting on their time instead of just getting things done. You don't get that much done when you're waiting on everybody else. But that's, you know, it's a blessing in disguise, because I've been thinking about moving anyhow, or at least the missus and I have been talking about being closer to family and opportunities and things, and I've been kind of dragging my feet, because I like Tennessee, and the folks that I work with are really good. They're, I talked about camaraderie the other day. Yeah, they're really good to work with. It's the work conditions and some of the management that drives me a little bit crazy. Doesn't have common sense when they're dealing with stuff, because common sense isn't common. But anyhow, other than the good workers and how I like the team and camaraderie efforts that goes on, after today, well, I'm ready for change. And I did tell my boss after we was done with our little meeting, my second boss, the one that's closest to me, I got a lot of bosses. We got a lot of bosses. Don't you have a lot of bosses when you're working corporate or somewhere for somebody else? There's so many bosses. But anyhow, so I told not the guy that wrote me up, but the guy under him that's over me, I told him, well, he said, we really do appreciate everything you do. And I said, well, I won't repeat exactly what I said to him because it was not family friendly. And I said, well, I kind of don't feel appreciated right now. Feel like y'all kick me in the teeth and are punishing me for trying to do a hard job and get the numbers done for you and get things done and do a good job. But that's okay, because let me tell you something. Look at me now. Look in my eyes. And I said, I'm telling you, I'm going to be looking for another job. Me and Miss have been talking about relocating anyway, so maybe this is just the motivation I need to spend some time looking. Yeah. So instead of me getting up in the middle of the night, saying all the prayers that I could say, and then get fidgety and then come in and work too early, because that was what I got in trouble for. I come in too early, and I'm wanting to work, so I come in early. Well, apparently they don't like that. So rather than doing that, I'll have to cool my jets and not get fidgety about all the work that has to be done, and start asking the Lord to calm me down to where, you know, I'll do what I can do, and if I can't get it all done, well, that's not on me, because I didn't pile it on so much that you can't get it all done, and they're not getting us any help. So, yeah, you know, isn't that sound familiar for some of y'all baby boomers? But the world's still here! Good news, and there's more opportunities, and there's other stuff, and like I said, I'm going to look at the positive side, and I'm not gonna hold any anger towards anybody or be bitter or whatever. I'm going to look at it, well, you know, the fella that turned me in, I asked him, did you have anything to do with that? Well, I just mentioned it. Well, why in the world would you mention something when I come in early to help you and help everybody else? You just cut your nose off to spite your face, son. So, whatever. That's okay. I'll forgive him, too. Well, I forgive him, too. And but they just gonna have to do without a whole lot of stuff that used to get done by me, because I was the only one getting things done. Certain things, not everything. Everybody pulls their weight. Everybody's overloaded. Everybody's overworked and underappreciated. But I was trying to do a little more, because that's how I was raised. That's how the Marine Corps was. That's how the military is. And that's how I've tried to live my life, trying to be a good example and a good light. And apparently, the world doesn't like that sometimes. That I don't know why. I don't understand that. I've been around and done a lot of stuff in my life, but sometimes, even at 67, I'm kind of naive on the evils of the world and how it's kind of gone astray and awry and off course, and common sense is not used, because common sense is not common. But that's okay, because like I said, the world is still here, still breathing air, and when you're breathing air, if you're still breathing, there's still hope. If you're still above ground, you're still able to do things and get things accomplished. And I got a bunch of stuff I want to get done yet, so maybe this here whole thing is pointing me towards the fact that I couldn't get it done the way I was doing it. I was just working, doing a workaholic thing. I wasn't spending enough time on Bobby the Boomer, wasn't spending enough time with the family. Well, that's all going to change. So that was a good thing that happened out of that. So how about that? The world is still here. I hope you, my tribe, are doing well. I hope everybody out there is okay, wherever you are, whatever time you're listening to this. And if you like to subscribe, I sure would appreciate that. That way, every time a new show comes out, you will be notified and you won't miss a single one, not even one. And if you want to rate me, go ahead and rate me. iTunes, I know, has a 1-5 rating system. 1 is the lowest, 5 is the highest. You give me what you think I deserve, and I'll be okay with it either way. So that's what I have for you today. I hope this was a somewhat educational learning, or at least give you a chuckle for my little ramblings. And I do appreciate y'all, those that are listening. And if you're not listening, you don't hear me, so whatever. But those that can hear me out there, I sure do appreciate you for tuning in today. And I sure hope you come back for the next Bobby the Boomer Show. And until then, I will just say goodbye and God bless.